If you have your Bible, read along with me in Proverbs 10. And I'm just going to read two verses, verse 4 and 5. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. That's a mouthful right there. You know that? That God's word has put these words there, made provision to say that if a man don't work, he's not going to eat. And he always blesses the man that's not lazy. Amen. And of course, in our day and time in society, it seems like, things have been reversed in a lot of ways. There are so many that are just lazy. That's all that they are. They're just lazy. And they want to live off the backs of those that are hard working. And, I could save the government a lot of money. I could, you could go around and look at these families, and I feel bad for some of these wives and children. But that man, let him starve. Let him starve. Help the wife and the children, and let that man starve till he gets up off his back. Amen. And now, I'm not saying, I know there's disabilities that happen. Things happen and a man just not able. And God knows that. And the Bible talks about how to be good to people and how to help people. The church, if the churches worked in the community the way that they were supposed to, we wouldn't need a lot of the government that we're having to pay taxes on. Because churches, they are the ones that should know the people in the community better than anyone else. And know who is disabled, needs help, and who's just pulling strings. I don't know why I said all that. I'm not really preaching about that. But I am preaching about that word. He talked about in verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. The diligent. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Being diligent. Diligent. Just looking in the context here, of course, he's speaking of work. He's speaking of a harvest. He's speaking of somebody, that is not diligent. You're not going to have anything. He becometh poor. I want to tell you something. In any situation, whether it's work or any other area of your life, if we're not diligent about that, we're going to find ourselves in a pitiful situation, aren't we? I mean, we must be diligent about what we do, in everything that we do. If I'm not mistaken, the fruits of the Spirit talks about, having temperance and being diligent, amen? Though that's one of the things for God's people that should come out of our life. Second Peter talks about that. That without some diligence, we'll find ourselves in pitiful spiritual shape. Amen. And think about that. I mean, he gave a great example here of someone that, you know, would work, or someone that would sleep. Someone that gathereth summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. I mean, harvest time is time to be diligent. That's not the time to sleep. I mean, it's not time to lay down when everything's ready to be picked. That's the time to roll your sleeves up, amen, and get ready to sweat if you're going to bring in everything that you've labored for. Amen. And God will bless the diligent. Amen. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. Spiritually rich. Physically rich, but also spiritually rich. That we're going to be diligent about these matters, we will find ourselves in a rich situation. An enriched, a blessed situation. Amen. God wants us to know what it is to live a blessed life. Well, we must be diligent. Diligent in our prayer. Listen, if you want a relationship with God, you've got to be diligent in your prayer. Diligent in the Word. If you want to, you know, be faithful, then you have to be diligent at being faithful. Amen. You can't just sit down. You have to, being faithful, well, it pretty much says, you know, the Word itself says everything. You have to do. You do it, and you keep doing it. That's being diligent. That's being persistent. That's being faithful. I looked that up, the diligent that he's using here, as one that finds a gold mine, that's digging in a gold mine, and you strike gold. Boy, that's not the time to look at it and say, well, ain't that pretty? No, that's time to really start digging. Start digging, digging more and digging more. How rich do you want to be? Amen? Just how rich do I want to be? I've found my gold mine. I've found the place where God wants me to dig. Just how rich do I want to be? Do I just want to take and show it to everybody else? Do I just want a little bit? Or am I going to get everything out of there that I can get out of there? How rich do you, listen, I think we treat the fleshly life far better more times than we do the spiritual man. When we should be really, we should be going at it with the pickaxe, amen, when it comes to the spiritual man. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, we ought to really be digging in deep and breaking a sweat spiritually when it comes to the spiritual man. Thank God. I mean, God wants you and I to know what it is to be rich, to be blessed. Amen. He talked in one place about, you know, being made fat. And he's not talking about fat like I am. He's talking about spiritually fat. He's talking about being loaded with benefits. Amen. Amen. He daily loadeth me with benefits, he said in one place. You remember over there in the days of Ezra, and also it was in the days of Nehemiah that they were working there to build the temple. Ezra said this in Ezra chapter number 7. He said, whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of God. Amen. Whatsoever's commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done. All the work that we're going to do, amen, the foundation's being laid again, let that be diligently done. The walls going up, let that be diligently done. Let all the work be diligently done. I want to tell you something. They put that place back together in swift fashion. Amen. The enemies of them thought surely it was put together so fast that it had to be brittle. They said a fox could crawl upon the side of that wall and it'd crumble down. No, it wasn't that it was put together cheap. It was their diligent hand. It was the diligent work. Amen. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. You find those that are diligent. I mean, that are really persistent. You may think, boy, that thing's been put together so fast. They've had to have cut corners and made. It may have been that they were just extra diligent. Maybe they had more hands that they put to the plow and put in the field. Amen. I mean, just how diligent are we going to be when it comes to what God has commanded us? Everything that God has commanded us, we need to be diligent concerning. Amen. If the Lord tells us to give, be diligent about our giving. If it's about our faithfulness, be diligent about our faithfulness. If it's about our worship, be diligent. If it's about prayer, be diligent. Be persistent. Amen. Nehemiah said something similar when he was talking about how diligent they were in the work. He said, neither I, nor my brethren, nor our servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one of them put off for the washing. In other words, the only time we took our work clothes off was when we had to wash them. The rest of the time, we was in our work. Didn't have time to get out of our work clothes. Amen. We was working so much. We had to put our hand to the plow so much. They'd worked and labored, and there's not a doubt in my mind. Boy, I tell you, when I was young, there's sometimes I'd come in from working with P&J, Phillips and Jordan. We had been doing stuff out in the creek, out in the dead of winter. They'd got a D8 or a D9. I mean, it's one of them big things. I mean, they got that thing stuck in the creek. The sand had come up over the tracks. And we was out there in the freezing cold trying to dig and pull that sand. You about had to dive under the water in the creek. Getting paid. Lord, you might as well have been getting paid nothing. As little as they paid us back then. Worked like dogs. I mean, and did that from before the crack of day, like 5 o'clock in the morning till way up about 7, 8 o'clock at night. And you were so tired you didn't even want to eat supper. Amen. Went to bed with the pants that you had on. If you had any energy at all, you put your boots over top of the heater to dry them out. Hopefully by the time you had to get up and start at it again. And it was that way every day, every day, every day. You knew what to expect. You knew what had to be done, and you knew what you had to do. Amen. You can't just go and look around and stand there and watch everybody else. You've got to take yourself and make yourself a diligent asset. Amen. We need to be a diligent asset when it comes to the house of God. Being someone who can be depended on, can be counted on. The Bible talks about those that are pillars in the church. Amen. That's somebody that's persistent, that's diligent. See, a pillar, it's not ever just not there. Amen. It's always there. Doing its job. Amen. And so he said in Proverbs 13, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. How many people have desired something? Well, I really wished I could do that, or I wish I could have that, or I wished I could get that, or I wished I could be like that. But don't do nothing. God says, you're being a sluggard. And you don't have to be. You choose to be a sluggard. That's just, you know, it's going to make me sweat if I do it. It's going to make my back hurt a little bit. And it's going to do this, you know, and you just choose. You weigh out everything and you think, I just don't know if I've got it to pay the price. You remember the man over there, Jesus said he needs to sit down and figure out whether he hath what he needs to finish the project. If he has sufficient, do we have sufficient? Amen. I'm going to tell you, as a child of God, you've got sufficient. Amen. Don't you ever let the devil tell you you don't have what it takes, amen, to do what God asks you to do. God put His Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You've got a help, amen. Hey, listen, you've got one that said, I'll come alongside of you. Hey, I'll help you. I'll be diligent. I'll pull the load with you. Amen. I'll be by your side. I'll carry a load, help you along the way. Hey, God is our sufficiency. It's what the Bible said. Amen. The Lord is our sufficiency. You have sufficient. The devil wants you to think you ain't got what it takes to finish it. You don't have it in you to do it. You'll never do it. You never have done it, and you never will do it. That's what he'll say. You tried to do it before, and you gave up. Well, how about trying it again? How about putting your hand to the plow again and say, Lord, help me to hold on this time. Be diligent. Be diligent. Oh, my. In Romans, he said, he that ruleth with diligence. You see, the Lord, God wants to bless us. Some he gives 10 talents, some he gives 5, some he gives 1. And everybody wants to be a 10-talent holder. Here's what Jesus said. If you be faithful in a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. So if you're that one talent Christian like I am, you just be faithful to that one talent. You be diligent to it. As diligent as you know how to be. And you know what God said He'd do? I'll make you ruler over many. And he that ruleth with diligence. Everything you do, see, you're going to do it with the same thing, diligence. God's asking for diligence. Amen? Diligence. You know what God wanted in a king for Israel? Somebody that would just be a king. Somebody that would just do what the Lord asked. Just be diligent. Saul, he was so wishy-washy. I'm telling you, you ain't never seen anybody so wishy-washy. One minute you'd have thought he is God's man, coming clean as gold you've ever seen. The next minute you thought, what in the world is he doing? But David, now he even had a few spots where he wasn't I think about Joseph. I think about Joseph. When I think about somebody being diligent, I think about Joseph, how he prepared ahead of time. You remember that? I mean, he was diligent in that he prepared ahead of time. He told them, he said, man, we're going to have 7 good years. We're going to have 7 real bad years. And he prepared, like Noah prepared. They had to be diligent. And listen, you've got to do it. And being diligent, you have to exercise a certain preparedness about you. You have to be prepared for what's out ahead. Amen. For what's to come. That's why we sow, that we may reap. Amen. We sow that there'll be a harvest. We prepare. Amen. We weed. Amen. We water. We do all the things that we do, preparing for that God's going to give us. We must prepare, be diligent in the preparation. Amen? Oh, yes. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Even in that, you must give diligence. The Bible said here in 2 Peter chapter number 3, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. He's talking about the coming of the Lord. He's talking about the days when the heavens would be on fire. Talking about all those things. He said, be diligent. Peter said, be diligent. He talked a lot about diligence, Peter did. Reading 1 Peter and 2 Peter, you'll see him talking about a diligent life. And you'll start seeing that word. In 2 Peter chapter 1, that great several verses on the Christian life, the diligent Christian life. He talks about what we had and precious promises. We were partakers of the divine nature. We're partakers of the divine nature. What about that? Partakers of the divine nature. What does that mean, preacher? Well, it doesn't mean that I'm God. It means I've got God in me. Amen. 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 And the new creature that He made me is like Him. What a new nature. What a new creature. And he said in verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Giving all diligence, add to your virtue knowledge. And giving all diligence, add to knowledge temperance. Giving all diligence, add to temperance patience. And giving all diligence, add to patience godliness. Giving all diligence, add to godliness brotherly kindness. Giving all diligence, add to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, and they'll be that way, and they will abound if you give all diligence. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm going to make a confession to you right here. I'm not always all diligent. to be strong in every one of these areas. That's what God, and listen, and you have it in you to do it. God wouldn't have told you you could. He wouldn't have asked you, be diligent about it. Because it takes diligence. It takes it. We cannot be slothful. We cannot be lazy and be the Christian God wants us to be. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Cannot be the soul winner and be lazy. Can't be faithful and be lazy. Cannot be consecrated to the Lord, a sacrifice well-pleasing, if we're lazy, if we're slothful. God said, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish. Become hungry. Starve. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Boy, when I look at that in 2 Peter, I think that is rich spirituality right there. That's gold when it comes to the Christian life. Amen. To be like Him. To have all that virtue. Should be everything we long for. Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. The treasures of wickedness, this is all in Proverbs 10, it's verse 2. The treasures of wickedness profit nothing. That most of the time that people are spending their time on is of no profit. People are more diligent about things that are going to slip through their fingers. One prophet said, it's like putting money in pockets with holes. It's waste. It's a waste. Oh my. Bless your heart. The Lord, He is our great blessing. Amen. Eternal life God has given unto us freely. He has freely given us all things through Christ Jesus. The blessings of the Lord. He addeth no sorrow to it. He'll never be sorry for being diligent to seek the Lord, wanting what He has. Brother Gudger Jenkins said one time, he said, I've never been sorry. See how he put that? I've never been sorry for things that I did for the Lord. There's the things that I didn't do. Well, that's just a lot to ponder on. A lot to ponder on. Amen. I want you to stand. Bless you.